today we have the pleasure having an interview with Hinz, especially with Anna. And first question to you. If you have the chance to be a music instrument, which music instrument you would like to be, and in fact why? And no worries, take your time, you know?
Have to say a guitar. Like, I was thinking something that is gonna sound more interesting, but I really would say a guitar. I love playing guitar. I think it's just like a great instrument. Like, you can play it whether it's like an electric or just acoustic, or even electric if you don't have an amp, it's still gonna sound great. You have so many options. You can play it without having lessons. I don't know. Guitar is the best.
That's okay. Well, normally, you know, when you're starting a band, at least you have kind of role model, kind of bands which are inspiring you. Was there some band, kind of local band from Madrid, or was there a certain international band or bands, to say it in the plural, which you thought it would be cool to sound like, or you were saying, ah, no, we're doing our own way?
Actually, it's funny because we had like a few Spanish influenced, like that really showed us more influence. Like our friends from Madrid, for example, a band like The Pirates or Los Nastys, they were both bands and they all knew a lot of bands that weren't from Spain. Like they teach us, like they show us so many bands like The Black Lips or Mike DeMarco or San and the Clams that we afterwards took like for our own inspiration. Uh-huh. So it's more like everything, like local and international.
So it was kind of a puzzle, you could say.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we all used to, like, Spain, like, music in Spain always, like, comes a little bit slower. Like, we never listen to the record the day it's out. Like, we really, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why it's not such, like, it's not so instantaneous. Yeah. So I remember the first time, like, one of the Pirates guys sent to Carlota the second Mac DeMarco record. And I remember she sent it to me, so I had to download it. Maybe my internet broke, so I had to wait one day, then I downloaded it, then the next day I did a CD, the next day I went to uni and I listened to it, you know what I mean? Just like slow and like little by little, but yeah, like we all share a lot of music with each other and we have like a very similar taste, which is very cool because whenever I discover any band that I know I'm gonna like, I know they're gonna like it too, so I send it to them. So it's kind of cool. It's just like a big family of like same taste.
Yeah, because as you said now, the word family, it sounds like that the, if I'm right, I'm not... You can tell me if I'm wrong, but sounds like Madrid is not that super big scene, but if you know those people, let's say in the garage rock or whatever, it's kind of family-wise?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like there's music in, like there's more genders of music and stuff, but the one we know is the garage punk rock scene. Huh? And it's pretty small, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, maybe 7 bands, but we are like all playing and we like one up support them and then... If you're looking for a drummer, so you can play with my drummer, and it, like everyone plays with each other and shares everything, and like we kind of like help. Can I go to your recording? Yeah. Can I go to your rehearsal room? Can I play with your arm to this show? Like it's very like we all help each other a lot.
But you know, normally, as I'm right, kind of 2009, 2011, more or less, it started with the band. So what was kind of the thing that you say, now we should start? Was it like the social environment was saying, come on, girls, let's start to play? Or was it kind of by circumstances? Or
no, it wasn't at all by the... Like, no one was telling us, no, you shouldn't do it, but no one was telling us you should do it. Like, all of those bands I'm talking about, they're all boys, like, all guys, and they all had been playing their instruments for ages and ages, and they had been the band for ages. So we just like arrived to that world and so that everything was already settled down or something. Like you have a band and you have a band and you play your instrument, but we didn't play any instruments, so it was like, okay, I'm late, so you know what I mean, it didn't even pop that in our mind. Like we didn't thought, let's make a band, because they were all boys and they were all in already bands. So it was in a like trip to the Spanish coast, like we were on holidays, and we were Carlota and I, and I don't know how or why we had 2 guitars. Like we had this big van of her mom, so we had like a lot of space, and I don't know why we took 2 guitars with us. And we were so bored. It was like that age before the 3G, like phone and Instagram and everything, so we had a lot of time to waste. And we just like, I was playing one song and I kind of like invented the chords of a Bob Dylan song. Mm-hmm. And I taught them to Carlota, and I don't know, we just like started to play it, and like the lyrics were huge, so we split them and she was singing some parts, I was doing another, and then we both are gonna do this, and then we slow down, and then we change the rhythm. Like we suddenly felt connected because of that cover we did. So it was in like the most chilled, no pressure way, because we were like, of course, when you don't know how to do something and you're in front of a great guitar player or a great whatever, you just don't feel like I'm gonna do it, like, you know what I mean? Just like, okay, you do your thing because you do it so great and I admire it so much and I just want to listen to you because it's great. So it was just like we were in exactly the same level, which was zero. So we felt totally free to do mistakes, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm gonna do this. Ah, I like it. Yeah, me too. Ah, I like it. And then that's how it happened.
Well, at least I could say with irony you were choosing the right genre, because it's kind of garage rock. There's more the attitude to make kind of failures. Maybe it's a too direct question, but of course, daily life, like in the last couple of years of during crisis in Spain, so I could assume, well, it could be kind of totally political songs and whatever, but you were doing more less than political. Was it kind of, you said, we won't do too much political because everybody would say, yeah, you're from Spain and, you know, they're doing now the political thing, or...
I mean, it's like two things. One of them is that we write about, like writing about our feelings, like loving feelings, it's way easier than writing about politics. Like that's a thing, because what you feel is what you're feeling and no one's going to change it. And politics are so hard and complicated and change every day. You know what I mean? So that's like one thing. And then like the other is that politics and the crisis and the economy and money and like people that like are looking for jobs and everything is in every part of a Spanish person life. Like everyone is talking about it in all the newspapers, in all the like bars, in all the restaurants. So it like really talking and enjoying something that doesn't have anything about politics really makes you feel good. And we're like, I don't know, like I listen right now to a song that is very politic and I really like have to breathe, you know, like okay, again, like it's everywhere and it's so negative because we're still in a very bad situation. So at least if it was good and like, you know what I mean, like I don't know, it's just like it really feels good to think about anything that isn't politics in Spain.
Well, as you said before, all concerts in UK are sold out, so it's great to get something new in your mind. Then we're coming more or less, now you're on tour, you're doing a lot of interviews, everybody is kind of more interested or greedy to get a bit and bite of your band, of your music. I wanted to ask, like, music industry is normally more male oriented, and then I could say, well, it's a curse to be more a female band, or was it kind of still luck, you could say, that you got the male attitude out and brought some new attitudes in? Or
yeah, I think it was kind of everything. Like, for one, in one hand, like it was, it's good because it's more exotic, and even if it's a world made of males and for males, it's like, yeah, but the girls, maybe, like, you know what I mean, in between a band made by boys and by girls, maybe you listen to the girls because it's more different and it's just like it's more interesting for your mind. But yeah, I mean, we definitely aren't like girls as the way Popsy girls or something. Like, we really have a male thing, but because I feel like every woman in this like 21st century world has a male, and it's not, you know what I mean, I don't think we are the weird ones. I think we are like representing how girls are right now. But I mean, it's weird because when we started the band, we didn't know this was like the situation was so fucked up in that way. Like, we thought, okay, like, we've never felt less because of being girls in school or in uni or in work. Like, we felt totally normal with, like, you know what I mean? We weren't less at all. So suddenly we are less in this world. Like, we are more like judged, more critiqued, and like so many bad things that we have that a boy doesn't have. So I don't know, we feel like the world is doing more or less okay, like the normal world, and suddenly that isn't represented in the music industry. Like, in the music industry, girls are mainly just pop stars, which are like perfect, and like perfect in all the way they write, the way they feel, the way they talk, the things they say, and just like anti-rock and roll, you know what I mean? Like, if a boy takes his clothes out and starts to yelling, everyone's gonna love it. But if a girl does that, oh my god, like, people will freak out so much. This is porn, this is sexual abuse, this is, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's not that free to be a girl in rock and roll. So, I don't know, we're kind of like fighting for it. We're like, just like by being us and by being normal persons, we are fighting, I guess.
I could say you have your cojones, so to say.
Exactly, definitely.
To come to more or less wrap it up or sum it up, well, and the momentum, I assume now when you're in tour and so filled up with time, you cannot be really creative only to communicate with somebody. How is the perfect setup for you to write some songs? What is kind of essential for you personal, for example, to get into the mood to write new songs?
We need sangria. And like we really write better when we're a little bit drunk. Like it like helps us forget about the judgments.
It's too much cliche, you know.
But it's totally true. It's totally true. Like we feel more free. You feel more free everyone feels free when they're drunk and says more things that they feel but they don't want to say. So that really helps us. And I don't know, we just need like one or two acoustic guitars, and we usually write at Carlota's place. We usually like spend 5 hours trying to write, nothing comes out. Then we go to buy some sangria, we start drinking sangria, it's become the night. And then like after 5 hours of horrible ideas, something kind of good happens. And for the writing, for the lyrics and stuff, we always write about something that we feel strongly on us. So we kind of like need to leave to then write about it.
Okay. Well, then we're coming to the final one. Now, tonight at 10 p.m., you're going on stage. But is there a certain ritual in your band? Or are you not pretending to be too nervous? Or are you such brave hearts, you know, no nervosity and everything is going smooth?
We usually always get nervous, like even if it's a little bit. I don't know why, like we always want to do our best jobs, and sometimes we're very tired, so we feel stressed because we're tired, or we feel too excited, so we feel nervous because we're excited. Like get nervous, but like our ritual is beer, and we always do our set list, like we do them handwritten, like all together, and that's mainly it. Like we don't have anything else but beer.
Wow. That sounds great. Beer and sangria. Next time I keep it in mind before doing the interview. Looking forward to the show, and hopefully we see you soon with a new album in Austria. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Gracias.